Dear friends, today I want to share a powerful message of hope with you. In the midst of our trials and tribulations, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and lost. But I want you to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is God's promise to end our suffering. So keep watching until the end, and open your hearts to this message, and do not forget to subscribe to this channel. May God bless you and those around you. My friends, the God we serve, the God of compassion, mercy, and unfathomable love, sees your pain, feels your anguish, and knows your struggles, and he's not indifferent to them. He's not sitting idly by, watching from a distance as you suffer. No, he's right here with us, in the midst of our trials, walking alongside us, carrying us when we can't take another step. I know it's hard to believe sometimes, especially when the darkness seems to stretch on endlessly, when the storms rage around us, threatening to engulf us entirely. But let me remind you of something. God is the master of turning darkness into light, of transforming despair into hope, of bringing beauty out of ashes. And he's working in your life right now, even if you can't see it yet. You may feel like you're at the end of your rope, like you've been abandoned in the wilderness with no way out. But let me assure you, my friends, that God is already forging a path for you, a path that leads straight out of the wilderness and into the promised land. He's orchestrating every detail, lining up every circumstance, and working all things together for your good. So hold on a little while longer. Keep the faith, even when it feels like all hope is lost. Because I promise you, my friends, God's timing is perfect, and he's never late. He sees the tears you've shed. He hears the cries of your heart, and he's coming to rescue you. I know it's not easy to wait, to endure, to keep believing when everything around you seems to be falling apart. But remember this, the same God who parted the Red Sea, who raised the dead, and who conquered death itself is the God who holds you in the palm of his hand. And if he can do all that, my friends, then there's nothing he can't do for you. So lift your heads, my brothers and sisters. Square your shoulders and stand firm in your faith. Your breakthrough is coming. Your deliverance is near. God will end your suffering soon. And when he does, it will be more glorious, more beautiful, and more incredible than anything you could ever imagine. But let's dive a little deeper into why we can trust in this promise of an end to suffering. First and foremost, let's acknowledge that suffering is a universal human experience. No one is immune to it. We all face trials, tribulations, and pain in our lives. It's part of the human condition. But here's the thing. God never promised us a life free of suffering. Instead, he promised to be with us in the midst of our suffering, to walk alongside us, to comfort us, and to ultimately bring us through it. But perhaps you're thinking, why does God allow suffering in the first place? Why doesn't he just snap his fingers and make it all go away? These are valid questions, and ones that theologians and philosophers have grappled with for centuries. While we may not have all the answers this side of heaven, we can take comfort in knowing that God is sovereign, that he is in control, and that he works all things together for our good. Sometimes suffering, a purpose that we can't see in the moment, it refines us, strengthens us, and deepens our dependence on God. It teaches us empathy and compassion for others who are suffering. It reminds us of our need for something greater than ourselves. And ultimately, it points us to the hope we have in Christ, the hope of a future where there will be no more tears, no more pain, and no more suffering. So, if you're in the midst of suffering right now, my friends, hold on to hope, trust in God's promises. Lean into his love and his grace, and know that your suffering is not in vain. God sees you, he hears you, and he will end your suffering soon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're not currently facing suffering, remember to extend a hand of compassion and love to those who are. Be a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and a source of comfort and encouragement. We are called to bear one another's burdens, to walk alongside each other in both the good times and the bad. But what does it mean practically to believe that God will end our suffering soon? It means holding on to faith, even when circumstances seem bleak. It means choosing to trust in God's goodness and His faithfulness, even when we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. One powerful way to strengthen our faith and hold on to hope in the midst of suffering is through prayer. Prayer is our lifeline to God, our way of communicating with Him and pouring out our hearts to Him. When we pray, we're not just talking to the air. We're speaking to the Creator of the universe, the one who knows us intimately and loves us unconditionally. And when we pray, we can have confidence that God hears us and that He is at work, even if we can't see it. So don't be afraid to pour out your heart to God in prayer, my friends. Tell Him about your struggles, your fears, and your doubts. Lay them at His feet and trust that He will answer in His perfect timing and according to His perfect will. And as you pray, don't forget to listen for His voice. God speaks to us in many ways through His Word, through the gentle whisper of His Spirit, and through the wise counsel of others. So be attentive to His voice and be open to receiving His guidance and His comfort. Another way to hold on to hope in the midst of suffering is by surrounding yourself with a community of believers who can support you and encourage you along the way. We were never meant to walk this journey alone. God created us for relationship with Him and with one another. So don't hesitate to reach out to your brothers and sisters in Christ when you're struggling. Share your burdens with them and allow them to come alongside you, pray for you, and lift you up in times of need. And finally, remember to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In the midst of suffering, it can be easy to lose sight of Him, to become overwhelmed by our circumstances and our emotions. But when we keep our focus on Jesus, on His love, His grace, and His promises, we find the strength and the courage to keep pressing on, knowing that He is with us every step of the way. My friends, let me now address those of you who may be feeling particularly weary in your suffering. Perhaps you've been enduring pain for so long that it feels like there's no end in sight. Maybe you've prayed and cried out to God, but it seems like your situation only gets worse. I want you to know that you are not alone in feeling this way. Many throughout history have experienced the depths of despair, wondering if God has forgotten them. But let me remind you of a fundamental truth. God's timing is not our timing, and His ways are not our ways. Just because we may not see an end to our suffering right now doesn't mean that God isn't working behind the scenes. In fact, it's often in the darkest moments, in the times of greatest struggle, that God is doing His deepest work in our lives. Remember the story of Joseph. God used Joseph's suffering to bring about His greater plan, to save an entire nation from famine. And in the same way, God can use our suffering for His glory and our ultimate good. We may not always understand why we have to endure pain and hardship, but we can trust that God has a purpose and a plan for it. So if you're feeling weary in your suffering, I want to encourage you to hold on just a little while longer Don't give up hope. Don't lose faith. God sees your pain. He hears your cries. And he is working all things together for your good, as the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And if you're struggling to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I encourage you to turn to God's word for strength and encouragement. The Bible is filled with stories of God's faithfulness in the midst of suffering, and his promises are true for you today, just as they were for those who came before us. So open your heart to his word, meditate on his promises, and allow his truth to renew your strength and your hope. Finally, let me remind you that you are never alone in your suffering. God is with you, walking alongside you every step of the way. He is your comforter, your refuge, and your strength. So lean on him, my friends. Cast your burdens upon him, and he will sustain you. And before you know it, you will see the dawn breaking on the horizon, signaling the end of your suffering and the beginning of a new day filled with hope, joy, and victory. Beloved friends, to further bolster your faith and endurance in the midst of suffering, let's delve into the nature of God's character and his promises. Understanding who God is and how he works can provide profound reassurance and fortitude as we navigate through challenging times. First and foremost, God is a loving and compassionate Father. His love for us surpasses our understanding, and his compassion knows no bounds. Scripture tells us that God is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. This means that even in our deepest pain and sorrow, God is there, holding us close and offering us his comfort and peace. Furthermore, God is faithful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This means that his promises are unwavering and true. When God says that he will end our suffering, we can trust that he will indeed fulfill his word, even if it may seem delayed from our perspective. As 2 Peter 3:9 reminds us, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Moreover, God is sovereign. He is in control of all things, and nothing happens outside of his will. This can be a difficult truth to grasp, especially when we're facing adversity and hardship. But knowing that God is sovereign means that even our suffering serves a purpose in his greater plan. As Joseph declared to his brothers in Genesis 50:20, what was meant for evil, God can turn for good. He can take our pain and use it to bring about redemption, healing, and restoration. In addition to these foundational truths about God's character, we can also find comfort in the promises he has given us in his word. One such promise is found in Isaiah 43:2, where God assures us, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." This promise reminds us that God doesn't promise to remove all suffering from our lives, but he does promise to be with us in the midst of it. He promises to protect us, to strengthen us, and to bring us safely through to the other side. So, even when the storms rage and the flames threaten to consume us, we can take comfort in knowing that God is right there beside us, guiding us and sustaining us. So, as we continue on our journey through suffering, it's important to recognize that we are not alone in our struggles. Countless others have walked this path before us, facing their own trials and tribulations. And just as God was faithful to them, he will be faithful to us as well. One of the most powerful examples of endurance in the face of suffering is found in the life of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus, the Son of God, willingly endured unimaginable suffering for the sake of humanity. He experienced rejection, betrayal, and ultimately death on a cross. And yet through it all, Jesus remained steadfast in his faith and his commitment to God's plan. In Hebrews 12:2, we are encouraged to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus endured suffering because he knew that it was necessary for the fulfillment of God's redemptive plan. And in the same way, our suffering has a purpose that God will use for his glory and our ultimate good. But perhaps you're wondering, how can I endure suffering like Jesus did? How can I find the strength to persevere when the pain feels overwhelming? The answer lies in surrendering ourselves completely to God and allowing his grace to sustain us. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, the Apostle Paul writes, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" When we surrender our weaknesses, our fears, and our struggles to God, he promises to give us the strength we need to endure. This doesn't mean that our suffering will magically disappear or that we won't feel pain, but it does mean that we can have confidence that God will walk with us through the darkest valleys and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. My friends, as we come to the end of our time together, I want to leave you with a final word of encouragement. No matter what you're facing, no matter how deep your pain or how heavy your burden, remember that God is with you. He sees you, he hears you, and he loves you more than you can possibly imagine. And he will end your suffering soon. So hold on to hope, my friends. Keep trusting in God's promises, knowing that he is faithful and true. And as you journey through the valleys of suffering, remember that you are not alone. Lean on your faith, lean on your community, and lean on the strength that comes from knowing that God is always by your side. And as you go from here, I encourage you to share this message of hope and encouragement with others who may be in need. Let's be beacons of light in a world filled with darkness, spreading the love and grace of God to all who need it. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to this channel. Here, you'll find more messages of hope, encouragement, and faith to uplift and inspire you on your journey. Thank you for joining me today. May God bless you abundantly, now and always. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you with a heart full of pain and suffering, seeking your mercy, comfort, and healing in my life. I know that you are a God of love and compassion, and I trust that you have the power to end my suffering and bring me peace, even in the midst of my trials. Lord, you know the depths of my pain, and you see the struggles that I am facing. You know the tears that I have shed, the cries of my heart, and the burden that I am carrying. I pray that you would lift this heavy weight from my shoulders and help me to find hope, joy, and healing in you. Please guide me along the path of righteousness and help me to walk in your ways. Give me the strength and courage to face each day with confidence and faith, knowing that you are with me every step of the way. Help me to trust in your goodness, even when I cannot see the way ahead. Lord, I know that your will is perfect and that you are working all things together for good. I trust that you have a plan for my life and that you will guide me towards the purpose that you have for me. I pray that you would give me wisdom and discernment, and that you would help me to make the right choices in my life. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy and for the promise of your presence with me, always. I offer this prayer in faith, believing that you are able to do immeasurably more than I could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.